Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Maseches Brachos, Daf Memches. The Shir will be on Daf Memches Mabez, and the topic is exploring the addition of Ritzei in benching. The Gemara tells us in the middle of Memches Mabez the following. Tana Rabban in the Braisa teaches us, Seder Birkas HaMazon Kachi, this is the order of benching. Bracha Rishon of Birchas Hazan, the first bracha that we say is the bracha of Hazanas HaKol. Shniya Birchas Haaretz, the second is the bracha of Ala Aretz Vela Mazon. Shlish is Bonei Yerushalayim, the third one is the bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim. And Reviyas is Atov HaMeitiv. That's the fourth bracha is Atov HaMeitiv. Fine, that we know, it was, as the Gemara says a little earlier, was added later on in Yavne. Uva Shabbos, and on Shabbos. Now here, the Gemara mentions that we go and add, in addition, on Shabbos. We know that there's a need to add benching to acknowledge that it's Shabbos. This is based on the Gemara in Mesech Shabbos, which tells us in Daf Chavdal and Mabez, that days that we add Musaf, there's an inyan of adding in something to the benching. Our minhag is to recite the paragraph of Ritzevach Ritzenu, but the truth is a similar discussion would apply to Yontif as well, albeit not in the guise of Ritzeh, but rather in the guise of Yala V'Yavo. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we add it? And we bring on the following machlokas. Shita 1 says, Maskel b'nechama u'mesayim b'nechama. We begin with the bracha of nechama or comfort, and we conclude with the bracha of comfort, the Omer Kedushas Hayom be'emtza, and Ritzei is recited in the middle. What exactly is the bracha of nechama? That obviously will be taken care of very shortly. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ratzel Omer b'nechama Omra, if you want to say it in nechama, you can. Birkas Haaretz Omra, you want to say it in Birkas Haaretz, you can. B'bracha shetiknu chachamim b'yavne Omra, you want to do it in Atov HaMeitiv, you can do also. Actually, the only bracha you can't do it in is Hazanas HaKol, and that is a discussion for a different time, which the Achronim bring up. But Chacham Omrim and the Chacham say, Eino Omra Ela B'Nechama Bilvad, you only say it in the bracha of Nechama. That, of course, would be the bracha of Ritzei. So Chacham Hainu Tanakama, the Chacham is in the Tanakama, Ikebenayu B'Dieved, the Nafgamir between the two is whether it B'Dieved or not, and that you can, but you can say it in a different bracha or not. There's a machlokas as to which one is makel, which one is machmir. But let's just go ahead and look at the sheet of the Tanakhama. The sheet of the Tanakhama says we start with the bracha of Nechama, recite and say in the middle of Nechama, and conclude with the bracha of Nechama. What exactly is the bracha of Nechama? So let's examine Rashi. And Rashi, first Rashi in the Daf will tell us the following. U'b'Shabbos maskel b'Nechama. And on Shabbos, we start with the bracha of Nechama, kolomer, meaning to say, Eino tzarech, lo l'sayim, v'lo l'haschil b'shel Shabbos. You don't begin a new bracha, a special bracha on Shabbos. Did you make it on Michya? Shabbos doesn't get its own special bracha. Lo l'sayim, v'lo l'haschil b'shel Shabbos. Ela maskel m'sayim b'nechama. You begin and you end the regular bracha of Nechama. And what is Nechama? Binyan Yerushalayim Kari Nechama. The bracha of Boni Yerushalayim is called Nechama. Kol Heichi D'maskel, however it begins. Bein Rachem, Bein Nachmenu. Whether with the words of Rachem, whether the words of Nachmenu. Either way is considered to be the bracha of Nechama. Let's realize that Rashi here is telling us two things. Number one, there is no special bracha for Shabbos in Birchas HaMazon. A simple askar of Ritzei is sufficient. Second, apparently there are those who had a different formulation of the bracha of Rachem that is said in benching on Shabbos. And instead of reciting the word Rachem, which is normally said, they would start with the word Nachmenu, our comforter. Tosus weighs in on this idea brought down by Rashi and writes the following. Tosus says at the end of Tosus, Aval maskil, or in the beginning he says, Maskil Messiah benechmas Yerushalayim kamo b'chol, sha'omir Rachem, that you start Rachem, b'chosim b'boni Yerushalayim. And Tosus concludes with the words, U'minok shtus, who, Hamishana bracha shochol. And it's considered to be a foolish practice. A person goes and changes the bracha of Rachim for weekday and adds a different bracha for Bonei Yerushalayim. Tosos is alluding to a shita that is brought down by the Rif. And as the Rif says, is quoted by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to change the wording. Instead of Rachim, you have to say Nachmenu. And with the concluding bracha that you say afterwards, say, you should say, V'nachmeinu b'tzion yirecha, ki ata ba'al nechamos, baruch ata Hashem menachim amo. Why is this the case? So Tosfos points out. And Tosfos says, why would the riff say we change? So he says, Rachim havi lashon techina. Rachim is a lashon of supplication. We don't say supplications on Shabbos. Aval nachim, eino loshon tanchumen. The word nachim is not a beseeching type of expression. Alakmov, you know, chaim al ra'al mecha, rather changing. And when we say the word nachmenu, it means our comforter. Not that we should have nechama. Tosfos doesn't like this though, and Tosfos asks a very simple question, and he says, well, if you look at the rest of benching. That bracha says, "Re'enu, zuneinu, parnaseinu, v'chafleinu." In all these cases, we are asking and we are giving and providing us an opportunity to have bakashos. We are making bakashos in this situation as well. So what is it that the Rif is saying that you can't do it? But Maisa, throughout the entire bracha, you are making these bakashos. You are doing these supplications. And the truth of the matter is, Tosfos points out, and Tosfos says that the fact is, it's not a problem. And why is it not a problem? And I'll conclude with those words of Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Tofis brachos kach, that this is the wording of the bracha. And when you have things that are the wording of the bracha, that we don't have to change. Anything that's part of the wording of a bracha is not considered to be the problem. So, in fact, the Vilna Gaon, brought down by the Birkos Avram, you should have a Refuah Shleima, explains that this is the whole idea. Why is this not considered to be Techina? And we're going to use this to understand Tosfos' Shita. And the reason why this is not considered to be Techina is the following. Is that the Chachamim were instituted certain brachos for us to say. And anything that's included in those brachos is already considered to be part of the Temat Be'ah Shetavu Bo Chachamim. And for the same reason why, and the truth is, if you do look at it, there are supplications that are mutter. In fact, you look at the davening on Shabbos, what do we say? These are all examples of bakashos too. So why could we say it? Because the Chachamim formulated and said this is part of the nusach of what we're doing. So anything that's included in the context of a bracha is not going to be a problem. Excuse me. So the Vilna Gaon is saying, is that the reason why Tosfos is not worried about Rachim is for the same reason we're not worried about Zuneinu Parnaseinu. It's all part of the Tofis of the Bracha. And because of that, that's why Tosfos has no problem with us saying the regular Nusach on Shabbos. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon brings down two scenarios where we see that the fact that there's a big chiluk between Bracha and no Bracha. One comes at the end of Berachos HaShachar. You know, we say the Bracha of Amar V'Yosheinu, Me'ena U'snunu Afepai, and then we continue on. These are all bakashos. Following that, we have a paragraph, and so on. And the Vilna Gaon says we don't say the second Yiratzon on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Techina. Why should the second Techina be different than the bracha previous? And that's the Teretz. The Teretz is what the Vilna Gaon says. Anything that's included within the framework of a bracha is okay. Anything that's not included in the framework of a bracha is not going to be okay. But the Vilna Gaon takes us even a step further. Because what we say is as long as it's in the framework, even though it might not be the actual text of the bracha itself, but rather something which is added in, that's going to be okay as well. And that's why the Vilna Gaon says, you can recite Piyutim and Shmon Esrei and Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. You can recite Piyutim and Shmon Esrei and Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos. But we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. What's the difference? Is because the piyutim are part of the bracha, the part of the Seder HaBrachos. You're going to tell me it's added in? It doesn't make a difference. Once something is added in, it becomes part of the Seder HaBracha, period. Avinu Malkeinu is something independent. And once we have this idea, we can understand why we can say Ritzei. If you look at the words of Ritzei itself is all bakashos. V'har v'chlonu Hashem Elokeinu, sholosu yitzor v'yogon v'anacha b'yomun uchaseinu. These are real bakashos. Resting Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we should have a peaceful Shabbos and not chas v'shalom experience anything terrible. How do we have this? Isn't it the bakasha? The teretz is. No, it's part of the bracha. And the chiddush is that as long as it's part of the bracha, as long as it's added in within the framework of or between the Baruch Atah Hashem's, it's considered to be Tofis Brachos, and Tofis Brachos is okay. That includes the first part of the shir, trying to explain the idea of Ritzei, and in terms of changing the bracha. The second idea, the second part, is based on this as a different question. And the question is, why don't we have a special benching on Shabbos? After all, we have a special Shemone Esrei. Why don't we just simply add this Ritzei and not put in a special Nusach of Birchas HaMazon? This question was brought in down by the Rav in Reichman Sefer Rishima Shurim, and the Rav is the following Lomdus and the following Chiluk. And that's what the Rav is going to say the following. There's a fundamental difference between the Mechayiv of davening on Shabbos and the Mechayiv of adding Ritzei to benching. And what's the difference? When it comes to davening, the Chiyuv itself is generated by the Chiyuv Tefillah that we have on Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos, like every other day, has a Chiyuv Tefillah. The Chiyuv Tefillah on Shabbos is generated by the fact that it is Shabbos, and it requires us to have a Shabbos Dika davening. Benching, the Chiyuv of saying Ritzei, is really a Haskara B'Alma. It's just the idea to mention it, because what's the real Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is generated by eating. If a person, let's say, wouldn't eat on Shabbos, then there wouldn't be a need to say Ritzei. So therefore, let's see what's following. The Tefillah of Shabbos is a special din of Tefillah Shabbos. The idea of adding in Ritzei has an idea of Haskara. Tefillah Shabbos is generated from the fact that you have to daven on that day. And the Tefillah itself expresses that day. Benching comes from a different area. What do I mean by the Tefillah itself expressed by that day? It sounds like such a very lofty concept. So the Rav puts it down into a little bit more mundane terms. The Rav says that there's a Gemara in the second parak of Brachos which tells us, the name of Rav Yochanan, a person is a lot of daven at Tefillah's Nedava. Why? Because it says, Ulevai shi yispalal adam kol yom kula. Ulevai, a person should daven all day. However, we don't have a Tefillah's Nedava on Shabbos. And the question is, why not? Why shouldn't we have a Tefillah's Nedava on Shabbos? A Tefillah's Nedava on Shabbos should work. After all, isn't there a chiyuv of Tefillah on Shabbos as well? So the Ravid explains that no, it doesn't work that way, because Tefillah's Nedava is generated by the fact that once you're adding bakashos, you can say bakashos all day. We want you to add bakashos all day. Halavai, you should be looking towards Hashem the entire day. But when it comes to Shabbos, the tefillah, the nature of the tefillah of Shabbos is completely different. It's spiritual only, it's spiritual in nature. The type of brachos that we're asking for are different. Therefore, you see that the nature of that tefillah is different. Now, what is the difference between saying that the mechayiv is a tefillah of Shabbos versus just a mere haskara? The answer is, what happens if you forget? Now, the truth is, the Rav points out, the halacha is that if a person forgets to say, if a person goes ahead and davens a weekday Shemone Esrei, right? Person davens a weekday Shemone Esrei, you have to daven again on Shabbos. If a person forgets Ritzei, a person also has to daven again. But what happens, though, is that there's a big chiluk. And what's the chiluk? If a person misses Shemone Esrei, he's got to daven again. Why? Because you've missed the tefillah of the day. But if a person misses benching, misses Ritzei and benching, he, the Rav says, can be Yotze Shomei Ka'ona by listening to somebody else. What do I mean? So normally like this, if I don't bench, I can't just simply have you bench for me. I can have you be makra for me, but I can't have you do Birchos HaMazon and me just answering me. It doesn't work that way. Chiyuv is that we have to go ahead and bench by ourselves. If somebody, though, misses Ritzei, what he can do is, if I hear somebody benching and he's up to Ritzei, I can listen to the Ritzei and be Yotze the Ritzei. Now, how could that work? Don't I have to bench? The answer is no. According to the Rav, by saying Ritzei, sorry, by benching, by simply benching on Shabbos, you're Yotze. Because why? The Chiyuv of benching is to say Berchas HaMazon. What's Ritzei? Ritzei is a Haskara B'Alma, but it doesn't actually impact your benching. It doesn't affect whether you're Yotze or not. The reason we repeat that, the reason why you have to go ahead and bench again is because you're missing a fundamental Haskara. But fundamentally, you have benched. So therefore, if you go ahead and hear somebody else reciting the Ritzei, the Rav says that would work as well, and you wouldn't have to do it. There's another inyan that we also want to talk about in terms of a Haskara, that type of an ending, and that is the difference between Ritzei and Al HaNisim. The Gemara in Shabbos points out that on days that there are Musaf, we have a Chiyuv to be masked to add Haskaras in our benching. And that's Ritzei on Shabbos, Yalav Yavo on Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh, and so on. Chanukah and Purim, though, Chanukah and Purim, we add Al HaNisim. And the question is, where does this come from? So in that, the Gemara says it's because of Persum HaNisim. What does that mean? So the Rav says that there's a difference between something which is added for Persum HaNisim and something which is added as a Haskar. Now, what do I mean? So the idea of adding in something for Persum HaNisim, like we have in that bracha of Dodalacha, what we're really doing is we're really expanding that particular bracha. And we're saying that the bracha of Nodalacha is now expanded on Chanukah to include Al HaNisim. However, on Shabbos, we're not expanding any bracha. We're just doing a Haskar. We're just mentioning Ritzei. What's the nafkamina between doing this? The nafkamina between saying it's just a Haskara or an expansion of the bracha, nafkamina is what would happen if you have an Alamichya. We know that on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos and Alamichya. We don't mention Shabbos in, we don't mention Chanukah in Alamichya. Why not? And the Rav says the following. It's to do the difference between the two. On Shabbos, we're adding in Ritzei as a Haskara. So what we do is, what's the main Shalosh? Main Shalosh is the shortening of benching. Shortening of benching doesn't mean that we remove the Haskara. We say the Haskara as well. When it comes to Al HaNisim is an expanded Bracha Avodah. It doesn't come from a din of. It doesn't come from a din of Haskara. Rather, what it is is a simple expansion of the bracha. That Chanukah tells us it's expanded bracha from God. So when it comes to Al HaMichya, we're going ahead and shortening a bracha. What we do is we're going to shorten it also. There's no need to expand it anymore to put Tzumei Nisa. The idea is we abridge things. So that's why we'll have Al HaNisim not mentioned in Al HaMichya, but we will have it, Ritzei, or Shabbos mentioned in Al HaMichya. Everybody have a wonderful week.